May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that whatever happened during this meditation be a blessing and a deep, profound healing in body, mind, emotions, and spirit. Amen. Breathing in and out, and as you breathe in pink and gold energy. And as you breathe out any dark energy. We're letting go of pain. We're letting go of illness. And keep breathing in that pink and gold energy. And as we breathe in the pink, we breathe in rejuvenation. And we bring in that gold energy and we breathe in the energy of the divine. And this is our divine right to have rejuvenation and divinity in our bodies. Breathing in and out, sending a grounding cord down from the base of your spine to the center of the earth. Make the grounding cord nice and wide and set that grounding cord on release. Begin to release all the excess energy in the body. And if there's anybody hanging onto this grounding cord, go ahead and make it really super slimy and slippery. Maybe you want to spray it with Pam olive oil, or make some kind of gooey, slippery stuff that nobody can hold on to. This grounding cord is just for you. Maybe it's a waterfall going all the way around the grounding cord. Whatever it is, no one can hold on to it. It's really, really slippery. A straight cliff with water flowing off like Niagara Falls. Hollow in the center, and let's release all the pain energy from the body. All the disappointments, frustrations, confusion. Let's let it all go. Anything that isn't in harmony with your body, let's let it go down the grounding cord. And while you're letting it go, remember to breathe. Don't forget that. Okay. The way that this healing is going to work really, really well is to get into your happiness space. And I know some of you are really struggling. You've been in a pain body situation for a while, and it's hard to be optimistic. But for now, let's get yourself in a really comfortable, relaxed situation. So if sitting in a comfortable chair is good for you, do that. Spine erect, feet on the floor. But if the best place for you to be is to be laying down, maybe with your knees propped up with a pillow underneath and your head gently supported by a soft pillow, then put yourself in that position. I have no rules on this meditation. The best thing to do, though, is to stay awake. So if you fall asleep by laying down, why don't you try and sit up? Maybe even sitting on a comfy sofa would be good. If you're laying down, you could kind of imagine yourself in a big flower, like a big daisy, and have the stem of the flower be the grounding cord, and you're just supported by these velvety petals. So that's kind of your little nest. Great. Whatever it is that's going to make you comfortable, that's going to be the perfect way to do this healing. All right, male bodies, ground your male body. Female bodies, ground your female body. You know what to do. A line of energy as wide as your wrist, hollow in the center, down through the first chakra to the center of the earth. And in this case, yes, girls, ground the ovaries through the first chakra, and yes, men ground the testicles through through the first chakra. And the reason we're doing that is because the first chakra, in this case, has to do with survival. And part of survival is getting out of pain. And so pain runs through the first chakra. And it also does run through the first brain, the reptilian brain. So we definitely want to clear that first chakra. And then what we're going to do is we're going to turn chakra 1, 2, and 3. So chakra 1 is base of the spine, chakra 2 is mid-belly, and chakra 3 is just above the belly button. So we're going to turn them all down. Maybe 1 we're going to turn to 10%, and 2 and 3 we'll turn to 25%. So they're not going to be on full blast while we do this meditation. And that actually is going to help a little bit with clearing the pain body. So you can imagine, you know, just having a gauge and turning the gauge way down on the first three chakras. You're doing a great job, and I know this might be the first time you've ever done this or even heard about this, but you know, with practice, you really get good at it. All right, we're going up to the adrenal glands. Now, for people with pain bodies, the adrenal glands are often in some distress. They get turned on when they're responding to pain, and then sometimes they stay on all the time because they're on high alert because the body is in pain. And sometimes the pain receptors in the brain get confused and they get stuck on. So essentially what we need to do is heal the adrenals and be able to kind of calm both the brain director that's leaving the pain receptors on, and we need to calm the adrenals down and clear out all of that exhausted energy. So with a line of energy as wide as your wrist held in the center, down to the first chakra and then down to the center of the earth. Let's go ahead and clear the adrenal glands. They sit on top of the kidneys, which is just a little bit above the waist level. Adrenal glands look like little acorns with hats. Set the adrenals on release. And let's release those adrenal glands. And we're going to turn those adrenal glands down. And we're going to put some little golden suns to start healing them. It's a little gold pulsing golden sun on each of the adrenal glands. And this is going to feel really, really good. You're doing a wonderful job. And pat yourself on the back as you're learning some new ways to heal yourself. Alrighty, from there, let's go ahead and plug the sciatic nerve into the adrenals and let's clear out the nervous system. And just like a bucket of water with a cork in the bottom, you pull the cork out and the water drains out. Same thing with the sciatic nerve plugging into the adrenals. The adrenals are just gonna be our release valve. And let's let the nervous system calm down. So if you're in the pain body, you're very likely also in the sympathetic nervous system, which is the high alert system. It's the nervous system, part of the nervous system, that tells us when we touch something and it's hot and we're gonna burn ourselves, or we're getting a cut or a bruise, or it gets turned on full blast when there's a car accident in front of us or something. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go out of the sympathetic system into the parasympathetic system, which is the calm, relaxed system that allows us to heal ourselves. In the sympathetic system, our energy goes out to our limbs to run away from the saber-toothed tiger. in the parasympathetic system, our energy goes back into our torso and goes into our healing projects. So we're releasing the nervous system through the adrenal glands. Just to remind you, that beautiful lacy network of nerves is lighting up and clearing off. And you might need to put a little vacuum cleaner in the adrenal grounding cords to help everything move out, or moving out all the pain energy in the nerves. It's feeling better and better in there. You're doing a great job. Going into the center of the head. Now, in the center of the head is our golden temple of silence, which, if you've been in pain, might not be a golden temple of silence. It might be kind of a noisy, looping, frustrated hubbub of activity. But right now, and from now on, we are really going to assert that this is a golden temple of silence. Let's open up the trapdoor out the back of the head, and let's clear all the gunk from the center of the head. And that includes blaming, anger, and disappointment, looping thoughts, all the things you're worried about, all the things you're stressed about. We're throwing it all out the trapdoor. This is time for you. And it's also time for you to be in joy and celebration of your life, and to notice that there are wonderful, loving, compassionate people in your life, and that everybody has flaws, idiosyncrasies, and weaknesses, and that you have room for them. You do. And you know what? You're not going to attract to you things that you don't have room for. If you think and think and think about things that you're unhappy with, or people you want to blame, or behaviors of, you're going to just magnetize people who have those behaviors or more bad behavior. So when you're looking at shifting pain pictures, you have to look at shifting emotional pictures also. And so let's just really start thinking about owning that space of personal responsibility for joy and happiness. You can actually even feel sympathy or empathy, or, you know, really genuine compassion for people who are kind of stuck in patterns that don't really work. Maybe you have to find some sympathy and compassion for yourself because you're stuck in some patterns too. And this absolutely has nothing to do with self-recrimination or blame. So if you're on one of those pictures, I want you to just blow it up. This is all about learning to love yourself even more deeply and more successfully. You don't have to take the blame, and you don't have to blame anybody else, and it's nobody's fault. We're just not on those pictures. We're on let's be responsible for our own joy and happiness, and let's celebrate the wonderful diversity of humanity. Spending some extra time working on the center of the head and these concepts and pictures, because when we're in pain, whether it's the pain that stimulates it or the thoughts that stimulate it, it doesn't really matter to me, chicken and egg conversation. It really is just important to know that those pain pictures in the physical body, whether they stimulate it or the emotional body stimulates it, they go hand in hand. So you've got some of that going on if you're in pain in the physical body. So we just really want to address the emotional body also. So as we're clearing out the center of the head and making it this beautiful golden temple of silence, sitting in your throne in the Golden Temple of Silence. Just be here in silence for a moment. Feel your divinity. Feel that pink and gold energy you started breathing in. Feel that filling the center of the head. That pink and gold energy is now filling in the center of the head. Love, rejuvenation, divinity. Popping out the top of the head, pull your aura into 18 inches around your body. One common thing I see with people who are in a lot of pain is that they have a spongy, fuzzy edge to the aura. So let's just tighten it up. Let's make a nice, tight glass edge to the aura. All the way around in a beautiful bubble behind you, in front of you, over your head, under your feet, the sides of your legs, everywhere. There's a nice sharp edge to the aura. And when you're in pain, a lot of times the inside of the aura is pretty funky. So let's go ahead and put a little golden vacuum cleaner at the top of your head and under your feet. And let's have them spiral around, vacuuming up all the dust bunnies and fuzz balls. And the golden Roomba at the top, the little vacuum cleaner, is spiraling around down to your waist. And the one under your feet is spiraling up to your waist, all the way around your legs. Just cleaning up all the dust bunnies and fuzzballs in the space. It's really good. And when they meet in the middle, go ahead and throw them down the grounding cord. Really good. All right. Let's light a fire on the edge of the aura, a beautiful cobalt blue corona. And let's burn off any programming energy, pain programming energy, from this universe or any other universe, from any people that might not have been loving to you or wished you pain. Let's burn it all off. Burn off all the old programs. Because what we know is that we live in a loving universe and that our bodies were meant to be pain-free. So let that blue corona flame up. Maybe it's flaming 15 inches or more off of your edge of your aura. Burning off all that programming feels so good. Wow. Feels good to take charge and burn it off. And remember to breathe. I'm so proud of you. Really acknowledge yourself for the step you're taking. And this corona is going to burn for 3 or 4 minutes, and then it's going to fade out, and you're just going to have this very pristine edge to the aura. Go ahead and put a protection rose at the front edge of the aura, ground it to the center of the earth. Protection rose is a big, fat, red rose. Maybe it's 2 feet across, and ground it all the way to the center of the earth. It's going to collect negative energy. And sometimes we have a few negative people around us if we're in pain, because we've attracted it. So we'll just put that rose out to protect us until we've shifted our space. And go ahead and blow that up, put a little stick of dynamite under it, and blow it up. Put another protection rose at the front edge of the aura, ground it to the center of the earth. You want to replace the protection roses 2 or 3 times a day, at least, at the very least. But you don't have to be in trance to do it. You can just be walking around in your day and say, I had some negative energy come towards me. I think I'm going to replace my protection rose. And just in your mind's eye, just pop another rose at the front edge of your aura and get rid of the old one, blow it up. And we're at the point where we're going to bring earth energy up into our feet. And remembering that feet chakras are right at that place where the arch is. So let's just imagine like a camera lens where the shutter opens. Let's open those chakras and let earth energy often being green or rust colored, let's bring that energy up through the feet, ankles, shins, calves, knees, thighs, through the hips, and down the grounding cord. Really, really important to clear our legs, our ability to take our next steps. Feels really good. Maybe you want to run some extra golden suns on your knees or ankles or your legs, maybe, if your legs give you trouble. But let's just really clear out those leg channels. It's nice when you have a pain spot to pulse golden suns on that pain spot. So wherever that is, if you have a pain spot down there, just put a little golden sun on the pain spot, and that always helps to a certain extent. All right, finding a place in the universe that's in affinity with you. Bring a line of energy from that place into the back of your head, 1 inch above where the spine meets the skull. Bringing that down into your neck, down into your shoulders, arms, elbows, forearms, wrists, through the hands, through the fingers, and out the fingertips. Bringing more of that energy down your shoulders, down your back channels and your spine, all the way down into your hips, and then looping through the pelvic cradle, up through the belly, through the chest, through the neck, through the head, fountaining out the top of the head like a beautiful Italian fountain, bathing and cleansing your aura. Now, this is going to be slightly different than some of the other karma we've cleared. We're going to do a clearing with the pain body, and we're going to do a DNA clearing. So we'll start with the DNA clearing. So imagine taking a master cell from the pineal gland in the center of the head. It's a little coffee bean gland that's responsible for meditation and sleep. It releases melatonin. But what we're going to do right now is that master cell that actually has been with you your entire life. We're going to be looking at that on the view screen. So just put that master cell on the view screen. We're taking the DNA strand out of that master cell. And we're going to have light up on the DNA strand, black dots on pain programming in the DNA. And that would be pictures of pain in the body that we've inherited from our parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, up to 100 or even 1,000 generations back. Where when you reach a certain age, you have this pain or that pain, or you get this disease or that disease. So just let the DNA, that all those millions of pieces of information, let's let all the DNA around pain, illness, the body breaking down, light up as black dots. And just look at that. Maybe there's some pictures that go along with that. Maybe you're seeing something about your grandfather or your parents. Someone, something. Some things are making sense to you. Oh yeah, I got that from my DNA. And there might be things that you know and you just kind of assume, but you didn't know that you had any choice to clear it. There might be some surprises in there. By the way, it's okay if you don't have any perceptions other than you can see black dots on the strands. That's fine. You don't have to know the pictures. Now, what we're going to do with those black dots is we're going to take a golden vacuum cleaner and we're going to vacuum out all the black dots out of the DNA related to pain and our genetic heritage. So just go for it. Take that big golden shop vac and clean out all the black dots out of the DNA around pain. And there could be even pain pictures around empathizing or trying to heal other people so you take on their pain. You could actually see black dots around that. Like that's the most loving thing to do is be a martyr and feel their pain with them. I feel your pain. Let's go ahead and get rid of that picture. So vacuuming, 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 removing all those black dots. Believe me, you have a couple of them there. All right, and as we look now and the black dots are vacuumed out, we don't want to leave any of those black dots, go ahead and pulse a golden pulse like a radio wave from a radio tower. Golden energy pulsing through the DNA. And then let's replace those black dots with love energy. Let's put pictures of health, vitality, joy in the body, ease. Let's just see you owning your space, that you're a unique individual, that you don't have to run family pictures to be part of the family. You don't have to have the disease grandpa had or grandma. And it's actually loving. More loving to yourself, to be in joy and celebration. That's what you came to do in this body, to celebrate. So now that we've put some lovely pictures in the DNA, I'd also like you to just look at any torn strands of DNA. If there's anything kind of broken off or torn, go ahead and make any repairs. Definitely look. You don't want any black left. So if there's anything else that you need to clean up, go ahead and clean that up. And then another golden pulse, radio wave, gold energy through the DNA. And then we're going to wrap up the DNA and put it back in the master cell and put it back in the pineal gland. And then put the pineal gland back in the center of the head. All right, so let's put a golden sun at the top of your head. And bring that golden sun into the center of your head. And let's have that just infuse the healing that we did in the pineal gland. and that golden sun is showering the whole body, so we're sealing up this healing. The information that's in that master cell is going to every cell. It's every cell in the body is communicating with every other cell, giving the body new information. So this upgrade in the DNA. And you can actually feel like kind of like a wildfire in your body, a shift of energy, where the whole body and every cell is getting communicated with. It's a wonderful communication. It goes all the way to the tips of your toes and your fingers. You can feel it kind of spreading, growing out through the arms and the back and through the torso. All the cells in the body are getting this information, and it's being sealed up with the energy of the Supreme Being through this golden sun. So good. Feels really, really good. Doing a beautiful job. Wonderful. Put another golden sun at the top of your head, and let's just bring that into all the cells in the body. One more golden sun sealing off the healing. And now we're gonna look at you standing there. And let's remove that alter ego, the pain body. So that also might look like you, but it might also just look like, you know, this kind of thin, dark body that sits in your body that is responsible for pain. And let's just pull it out and have it stand in front of you like a person. It's 6 feet in front of you. And we're going to end karma with the pain body. So what we're going to do is put two roses out in front of you at eye level, ground them to the center of the earth. And let's just have all the energy of you come out of the pain body, and all the energy of the pain body come out of you, going into these two magnet roses. So the rose for you, the rose for me is a pink rose grounded to the center of the earth at eye level. And I'm magnetizing everything that went into the pain body from me is getting magnetized out of the pain body. All my happiness and joy and celebration that kind of gets swallowed up with the pain body is coming back to me. And then the green rose, that's for the pain body. Oh, let's make it a black rose. What the heck? The black rose for the pain body is taking all of that failed energy, that death energy, that sadness, that stop energy. All of that is just getting taken out of my body now. And it's being magnetized into that black rose. I'm reaching out, I'm taking my pink rose, and I'm giving myself back joy and celebration, happiness, ease, and vitality. Taking all of my energy back into my body, popping it into the top of my head. And this black rose, I'm handing it to the pain body who's reaching out and taking it. All that failed energy, disappointment, stop energy, pain, suffering, death. Just giving that rose back to the pain body. And then we're going to clear contracts and agreements from the pain body. So let's just imagine that there were chains and shackles, that we were chained to this pain body, that we were incapable of doing anything really effective to help ourselves. So we're going to just reach in our pocket, pull out a key, and lock all the chains and shackles, contracts and agreements to be in suffering and pain indefinitely. We're letting that go. So just take that key and unlock the chains and shackles. Maybe they're around your ankles, your knees, your hips, wherever the pain is, unlock the lock with the key. Yep. And you can just let the chains and shackles go down to the center of the earth. It's not really likely that the pain body is shackled by us, so let's just let all of that go down to the center of the earth. Let's do a karma rose, which is a white rose. And it's grounded to the center of the earth. And white, in the East Indian tradition, you know, it's interesting because it in a way represents death and purity. And so when a woman loses her husband, she goes from wearing colorful saris to a solid white sari without trim. And so we look at this, and even in Western tradition, white represents purity. White often represents celibacy. But it does represent an ending of a way, and maybe a movement towards something ethereal. So what we're going to do is we're going to move the pain body karma into that white rose and end our relationship with that pain body. So let's put up a karma ring, half of a gold ring. And let's let that ring fill in so it's becoming a whole circle. There we go. You guys are doing great. I'm so proud of you. It's amazing how, even though these are kind of new concepts for a lot of you, you're really getting it. You're really making it happen. So let's go ahead and let this ring, this karma ring, this completion ring, let's drop that into the white rose, this rose of purity and death. Let's end it. Blow up the rose with a stick of dynamite. The ring is blowing up with the rose. Maybe you want to put 3 or 4 sticks of dynamite under it, really make sure it blows up. Very good. And as the karma blows up the pain body, this kind of visitor disappears. And it doesn't mean that you won't experience discomfort. But it does shift this very strong, embedded relationship of pain in your body. Now, one more thing I'd like to do with you is I'd like to have all the pain spots light up in your body. And let's go ahead and take a golden sticky rose or a golden vacuum cleaner. Let's just vacuum off all the black dots where the pain is in the body. And this may take you a while, so it's okay if you want to turn your iPod off or your tape recorder off, whatever you've got running. It's okay. You can take your time and then turn it on when you're ready. All right, so we're completing getting all the black dots out of the body. Now let's go ahead and in all of those places where black dots were, let's put a deep kind of a peacock blue or a cobalt blue energy of deprogramming. So we're changing a pattern in pain. You know, so flood those areas with cobalt blue or peacock blue. You're doing great. And let's bring in a golden sun at the top of your head. And let's fill in all those deprogrammed areas and every cell of your body, but especially those deprogrammed areas, with the energy of God, the energy of the divine universal life force. Definitely remember to breathe. Bring another golden sun into the top of your head. It's a golden sun of validation. You are loving and lovable, capable, competent, kind, generous, gentle, easy, graceful. You understand pacing and balance. You live in joy and celebration every moment. You see all the good in others and yourself and in this beautiful world and universe. Eyes open, heart open, breathing deeply. Bring that golden sun of validation into the top of your head and down into every cell of your body. Allow your body to feel this deep validation. And finally, one last golden sun. And in that golden sun, you're going to slip your spirit in. Bring your spirit into that golden sun. And if you're sitting, of course, you want to bring it into the top of your head. If you're lying down, you can bring it in through the center of your body. Doesn't really matter. Let's just get your spirit tucked back into your body, all nice and snug and filling every single cell of your body out. So at the top of your head, bring that golden sun down into your feet and your toes and your fingers and hands, torso, neck, and head, arms and legs. You're just totally, totally filling out. Seeing your spirit just filling to the edges of your legs and your hands and feet and your torso, really out to the edge of your skin. All the way out and filling out your head. Same with if you're coming through the belly, same thing. And you're really, really owning this body. Turning the first, second, and third chakras back on to nice operating capacity. They're functioning at 100%. All the chakras are functioning at 100%. Feeling very relaxed and joyful, full of ease and gratitude. Breathing in and out and remembering to breathe in pink and gold energy throughout your day. Wiggling your fingers and toes, coming back into your body, coming back into the room, maybe gently opening your eyes. May it be with the blessings of the Supreme Being that this healing meditation is complete. May the entire world be filled with radiant, vibrant health, vitality, joy, abundance, and peace. Tatastu, so be it.